Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are Ace Up Science here to make things make sense.
Today we are talking about massage therapy. Is it real? Can it help you with physical pain? Can it help you to recover quicker after working out? All these reasons we might be doing it. Let's look at the science of them, because bam, there's some controversy. And that was like different than usual.
Is it real? I didn't know what that meant. Like, you mean like, is it? Does the science say that it's actually
like,
helpful?
Obviously, like when someone's touching your back, it's real.
Imagine me like actually, it's a hallucination every single time. Doesn't exist.
Know what massage therapy, like maybe that's the clear word. Like going to get a massage is different than going and expecting it to therapeutically help you physiologically. And that's where the science gets fascinating.
Okay, yeah, I'm excited to talk about it because I love massages.
If you certainly didn't know.
One of my favorite things. It's called human touch. I love it. Don't get any from my boyfriend. Just kidding.
Whoa, throw me under the bus.
JK Rowling, not her. How's it going?
Good. I'm just like, you just dragged me so hard. I do give you physical
touch. No, it was just a joke.
But no, it's like kind of not a joke though, because like
it's not a joke.
I struggle with physical touch, but I still give it to you.
I know, but you don't love, like I just wish you had this insatiable desire to give me massages at every given
okay,
like,
fair.
I feel like there is some people out there, not probably a lot, but some who just love to give massages.
I certainly can give a happy ending, if you know what I mean. It's like, bow! Shabow, bow!
But let's save it for the main moment.
Yes. Oh, I'm so relaxed. I'm
feeling about pop culture. How are we feeling about Adele?
Oh, lol. I love that.
We said we were going to
talk about it. Go easy on me, baby.
Wow. How do you actually feel now that you've had a little while to process?
It's been good. That's what I'd say.
Greg's arms were thrown up in the air in a sort of quasi question of, it sounded like you were saying it's good, but then your arms were sort of like shrugging.
Well, because it's like, it is good. It's not like evolved, which I always expect from my artiste, but something about her voice is so powerful that I was kind of just like, oh, whatever, I love this.
Yeah, same. At first I was like, oh, it's basically the same as almost every other song, but I have been singing it on repeat in my head.
Yeah, mine was the opposite. It was like I immediately cried and was like, she did it again, and then like 3 days later was like, okay, well, but yeah, it is the same. Like, it took me like I processed it differently. But yeah, I don't know. Like, she just kind of can sing those songs, and I'm just okay with it.
Kind of can sing.
Well, she also is like effortlessly funny. And I think there's something interesting. Mitch and I like to play this game. Like, are they bigger than their music? Like, are their personalities bigger than their music with musicians? Mm-hmm. And it's like very like interesting. And the weird thing about Adele is like, obviously I think her music's bigger than her personality, but then whenever she talks, I'm like, damn, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of
an interesting one. Yeah. I think because her music's so big, her music is way bigger than her.
Yeah.
Because so many people love her music who don't really even know she's funny, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas
exactly.
There are some artists where their personalities and their personas are so much bigger than their music.
Yeah.
Necessarily is.
Fun game to play with your friends and family. Let's go through some examples. Beyonce, music much bigger than personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's very hidden. It's not like you just love her because of all the interviews and like how she's like blowing up your feed.
It's her music that defines her.
Her art form is like so big.
Where it's like Gaga. Is it maybe it's questionable, but like I think
her personality is bigger than her music.
And I think that is in part though, because she is now an actress and she's gone into different genres of music. So there's not just like this music thing that defines her anymore. But also obviously on top of the fact that from the get-go, she was like an enigma, a personality, someone people were fascinated by beyond whether her music was good or not.
Kanye West earlier, music bigger than personality. Kanye West now, personality bigger than music.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, anyways, fun game. Great. Play it another game. Time. Let's do whatever we learned this week.
What did we learn this week?
So I am trying to write a song about the citric acid cycle, which Mitch will then perform.
Yeah, I was like, so how's it going? Like, good. Have you written it?
No, but I figured out you're the type of song. I was thinking citric acid cycle. It should be like acid house music, which is like kind of like quote unquote cool right now.
I don't know what that is. I'm obviously not cool.
No, well, it's like it's like you know when you're kind of like you like young people at a club right now. It's almost like a throwback a little bit to like the 80s and like disco, and it's like,
oh, okay.
But there's like some actual like really popular TikTok songs that are acid house, but it's really like mostly beat heavy. But then some of the songs have lyrics, and they have so many lyrics, which is essential.
Oh,
for
that's
a science
perfect.
Song.
Yeah, that is the hardest part about writing science songs, is just shoving in so many lyrics, or you can barely explain anything.
I feel like this is the one.
This is TikTok, yeah.
Mm. Or this, get it, hit it.
Got
it's
it.
Also
got
a
it.
Sample of a Kanye West song, but like, oh. There's like other one. Like.
Okay, but that's like a remix too, right?
No, this is like the original of that.
Oh, that's the original.
Yeah,
where that
a lot of
comes from?
Songs that you from acid house music that you listen to, you're like, oh my god, like this is
that's
a sample,
sample
used
comes.
In something else. Anyway,
very cool. Okay, so based on the citric acid cycle, I believe you probably had some revelation you're going
to
share with
us
today.
Well, I'm also just obsessed with that we used to just memorize all these pathways, and that they'd be like, what happens to pyruvate, and you'd have to know, which is fun, and it does kind of come back to you, but like. Glycolysis is what creates the two pyruvate molecules. Mm-hmm. Then they become acetyl coenzyme A. Remember acetyl coenzyme A?
I do.
That's the beginning of the citric acid cycle. But as it goes through the cycle, like the NAD and the FAD become FADH and all that stuff.
There's like some people listening right now that are like, what the absolute nonsense is
oh, yeah,
he talking
that,
about?
Oh my God, that does sound like white nonsense. Okay, NAD and FAD.
But then there's another group of people who are like, yeah.
The premolecules that then become the energy to create ATP. But okay, either way, okay, I guess I should be more clear. Glycolysis happens to glucose. This is what's happening in your cells to the sugar that you're eating. And the sugar is broken down from all the different types of food that you're eating. Mm-hmm. You absorb it in, and then this is happening in your cells. And of course, it happens in your mitochondria, mm-hmm. powerhouse of the cell, people. Everyone knows that. But the carbon dioxide that comes out of this process, so the actual glucose molecule is essentially broken down, and in glucose there's a lot of carbon, and in order to get the carbon out, the carbon literally breaks off and attaches to oxygen to become CO2, which then is pumped out of the cell to the blood, to your lungs, to be breathed out. So essentially you're breathing out the carbon of the food that you ate. Because I feel like a lot of people just think that they're shiting it out, which they are sometimes.
Oh, like their food, you mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think people think about the carbon being shit out.
Well, when I talked about this online on TikTok, that's what everyone thought. Because You think you eat food.
Yeah.
Oh, and, see, then it,
and then it just all goes
then
together.
Then it just like kind of gets absorbed
or whatever,
and then you shit it out. But yes. Really, you're breathing out the carbon directly from the glucose that you ate. Hmm. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, I was just like, anyways, well, song to come.
Song to come. I'm excited to hear your version. We should say versions of like, this is what Greg thought the song would sound like, and then see what happens.
I wanted to be like, hey, pump it up, pump the jam, and glycolysis and the pyruvate, and it goes to the acetylcholine.
Okay, that's pretty good. We'll see. We'll use this as the reference point of what it becomes.
Okay, your turn.
Mine is doggy science.
Doggy style.
We all love dogs. We love them here at ASAP Science, in the house, everywhere around the world. So I thought I'd bring some happy dog science. Mine's particularly about dogs in the Arctic. So people in the Arctic have been using dogs for 10,000 years for sled pulling, hunting, herding, etc., which we all may have thought or known or guessed. But for a long time, scientists have thought like those regions are so isolated and probably didn't have that much interaction with other parts of the world. But now there is evidence, DNA evidence from dogs that has helped to prove that Arctic people had like trade networks all over the world as far as the Mediterranean in Europe.
And I was going to say as far as the eyes could see.
As far as the eye could see.
Wait, of trading dogs?
So basically, yeah, they, well, what they realized is because dogs rarely travel far from their human owners, as dogs have become domesticated, they can use dogs to understand the movement of humans. And so they found that Siberian dogs began mixing with other dog populations from Europe around 7,000 years ago. And so this suggests that humans from the Arctic with Siberian dogs were going to Europe and interacting with people there.
Wow, so Siberian huskies is what me picturing.
Yes. Now, there was some previous evidence of Arctic people having interact with Europeans because of, like, yeah, glass, like, jewelry and stuff like that. And also,
like, Siberian, in, to me, is, like, Arctic Russia.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's not like there's a big ocean. In the
I guess I was like, you're right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, what were you picturing?
It's like Northern Canada. But
well, still interesting because it, like, it's still interesting because even either like way, it was close to Russia.
The assumption was that anyone in the Arctic was fairly isolated for a long time. Like, it, mm-hmm. And so this was just they're cool, like, to know that the dogs have helped them see how far they've traveled.
We got to go down south to Hamburg, Germany to trade some wolves.
Well, they would literally trade dogs as well, they thought.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Fun. Love dogs. So, like, I see, like, you're using domesticated dogs to understand where to show humans the movement actually of humans. Went. That's cool.
And of groups that we didn't think intermixed and interacted
before. God damn it. Humans have been on this planet for so long, but also so little time.
I know. It's actually disturbing.
Right?
Sometimes something else I heard today, and I just can't remember what it was. So this is going to be a really annoying thing to say. But I just was like, there was something I heard that put something in perspective on time where I was like, whenever I find out people were doing things that were like even remotely smart and it's like 1,000 years ago, I'm like, what is life?
Like, oh, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. I know. No, it's annoying as I'm watching The Sopranos and it's from 2000 and the daughter's whole thing is that she's like woken in school and like everything and, like, she's saying is just like what every kid says right now. I'm like, have we not evolved? Like the kid's just like, mom, like you can't say that about Indian food. Like that's racist. Or like, mom, yeah, climate change is real. You shouldn't be using plastic. Did you not know that's like made from fossil fuels? I'm like, God damn it. I thought that this was like new information for young people and that's what's giving us hope. But like she is saying all the talking points that are now. Still being told. They're even being like, we should eat kale.
Okay, well,
like,
that's way more stressful,
it's
Greg.
Way stressful. But I mean, it's also like kind of recently, but I am just like, whoa, I thought that like I was smart.
I thought we like just invented that 5 years ago.
Yeah, honestly.
Kids just discovered that. No, I think it takes generations and generations for things to permeate.
Yeah.
So if that generation in the early 2000s, which is like when we were teenagers.
It was like, we are actually them.
It's like our generation, maybe the one above, maybe the one and the one below for sure are all really caring about it. But it takes for our generation to actually be engaged in politics before like real change can happen. So hopefully that's just hopeful that it's a bigger cohort than ever.
Exactly. Now,
than it was when that show came out.
And the girl's also like, mom, massage therapy. Don't you know that is not real?
Oh my God. Do you think so?
Yeah. I feel like that's something that she's going to say soon.
It's coming up in season 3.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Side Note is supported by another podcast you must listen to because we freaking love it. It's called Degrees, Real Talk About Planet-Saving Careers, an original podcast from the Environmental Defense Fund. So we're constantly talking about the climate crisis here on Side Note, and this is a great sister pod to listen to while we are all trying to figure out the biggest issue of our time, which is the climate crisis. So this podcast talks about creating jobs that make an impact, and it features candid conversations and takeaways from today's most inspiring climate change makers. So we got a sneak peek at the new season and it's incredible. You know, I love music. The first episode's about a band called Lake Street Drive, which intersects music, art, and activism. It's so freaking cool. I was very inspired by it. Another episode is about an investment broker who learned how to become an environmental activist. It's all super interesting. And on top of this, each episode, it's like full of new perspectives on the climate crisis that I was like, things I'd never really thought about. And there are all these tangible ways that you listening could build or maybe switch your career to become a climate change maker. It's just a really, honestly, like life-changing podcast. So search Degrees, Real Talk About Planet-Saving Careers anywhere you listen to podcasts. We'll also include a link in the show notes in the description so you can click it there. And thank you so much to Degrees for their support of our show. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are obsessed with BetterHelp because we are obsessed with therapy. We are constantly, I know, bringing it up on this podcast, bringing it up in our lives. Every conversation with my friends, I'm like, well, you know, in therapy, I learned this. Ding. So today we want to talk about BetterHelp because BetterHelp will assess your personal needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. The counseling is done online. It's secure. It's available worldwide across the dang globe. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't have to worry about lines or commuting or when sitting in the waiting room or like having to wear a mask in the waiting room, for example. But you can log on to your computer or your phone or account anytime, anywhere, and send a message to your counselor and get timely and thoughtful responses. It just makes therapy easier, essentially. BetterHelp lets you change counselors at any time, so you'll always get a great therapeutic match, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling with financial aid available. Head to betterhelp.com/sidenote to get 10% off your first month. This also helps our show by doing this and showing that, you know, you listen to us and like you want to join therapy. And you can join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. Again, that's betterhelp.com/sidenote for 10% off your first month.
Study time.
Study time.
Study time. Study time.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's the spot.
Right there.
Oh it's stiff. Oh, that's stiff.
Okay.
But now it's less stiff.
Demonetized immediately on YouTube. If I haven't said it once, I'll say it again. I love massages so much.
Mitch is someone who pays for massages, sometimes weekly, sometimes
not anymore,
once every
sadly,
double week.
Pandemic robbed him. It robbed me, but I have also transitioned into something else that I'll love to talk about as we go.
So question, when you went to get your massage, were you thinking of it from
what
a science?
My massage.
Just let me
like
finish.
The recent one, or you just
no,
mean in general?
No, listen. Oh, okay. When you went to get thine massage, were you thinking, yes, just freaking, oh my God, just listen. Were you thinking this is going to help me physiologically, help repair my muscles after this workout, help to decrease inflammation, all these things that some people might say? Or are you just thinking, I just want to chill?
A mix of both. So there was a period in my life where I had a lot of back problems. I still have back problems but in this period of my life, I found that massage therapy would help me feel better for a short period of time. And so I got in the habit of going pretty regularly. Before that, when I was younger, massages, I would just love to go for the sensation of relaxing. And I am mostly like that now, where I don't think about like a rehabilitative ability, but I think about just like chilling, relaxing, checking out.
Sorry, I'm laughing about what I'm gonna say. The reason is that I do it and it's so sad. Continue.
I think I know what you're gonna say. Ultimately now I use it to just chill because I just love the feeling of it, you know.
He likes it when it's a big beefy guy, let me tell you a lot.
Oh, we're gonna need to talk about that too.
So no, it's so sad for me. The reason I
oh my God.
No, this is actually mortifying. I don't even know. Okay, so the reason I now get massages is because it's the only time I can't go on my phone. Because I physically can't. And last time Mitch got me a massage for my birthday, I thought to myself, because I'm such a psycho person who's always doing, I'm going to actively think about some TikTok ideas while I get a massage, because what else am I going to do? Because I do find sometimes that being alone with your thoughts is like something that...
It's too much for you to handle.
No, it's just like, sometimes I'm like, whenever I get massage, there's always a moment, like after 15 minutes when I'm getting a trip, I'm like, well, what should I actively think about right now? Like, I'll let my mind wander, but then... So I actively start thinking about TikToks, and then boom, it's the most viral TikTok we've ever done. So then I'm like, oh my God. It's because I was like actually slowed down and finally thought about something for goddamn once in my life. Maybe I should do it again. And I went and did it again. I thought about our second most talked about TikTok of all time. Like, God. It's a reinforcing thing where now our TikTok and Instagram is like blowing up because I go to massages.
All thanks to Greg's massages.
All thanks to me slowing down and having to think without just going on my phone and doing it almost immediately. It's so sad.
You're
so
absurd. Because also I'm like, I know we talk a lot on this podcast about me having anxiety, me having issues, but I'm like, there's something about you not being able to just like,
oh,
chill.
Yeah. Like I was, again, The Sopranos, like he has that problem too. Like whenever things are going good, he like actively goes crazy in the therapy. So it's like, if you can't be alone, it means that you're hiding from your trauma. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, what should I do now? But I don't have trauma. I'm such a privileged little fike. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unless you've like buried something.
My trauma is that once I was late for a Lorde concert.
Yeah.
And then there was another one I realized.
Yeah,
recently
you had another trauma that was the most embarrassing thing ever.
Oh, no, yeah, we can't bring it up on the podcast. I know.
Okay. It's too embarrassing.
Okay, so. Oh my God. Okay.
Let's do a little bit of a science talk about first massages and then we can chat more about our experiences.
So I have two studies, but one specifically was going to relate to your back pain thing because it's about people who have neck pain.
Okay.
And in this study, they compared all four, so four different groups. One received massage only. Mm-hmm. One received exercise, or sorry, was told and given an exercise regime that they had to do only. Okay. One was exercise and massage, and the other was given just advice. And they didn't track them whether they were doing anything. They were like, maybe bend your neck like this, sleep like this. But there was no like
follow up.
Whereas the exercise, they like did it with them.
Okay.
It was found that in the short term, so after 7 weeks and 12 weeks, because they were measuring like 7, 12, 24, blah, 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 massage and massage and exercise found improvement in pain intensity. So this was all subjective, but within what they considered a short term interval, which was 7, 12 weeks, the people said their necks felt better from massage and exercise plus massage. But at 26 weeks, exercise alone showed higher improvements in pain intensity than massage and exercise and massage.
Even when they were combined?
Even when they were combined. Or, just exercise was higher than exercise and massage.
Was the most effective treatment.
After 26 weeks, which is kind of interesting for you.
Yes.
And then finally,
interesting for you.
Well, because you kind of went from massage helping to that. Exercise. Yeah. Then after 12 months, there was no difference in neck pain between any of the therapies, including just advice.
So exercise then became not helpful?
It became equally as helpful to everyone after 12 months.
I think I've got lost for a second. You're saying, I thought there was all these different groups.
Yeah. And then they did it for a whole year and they actually found that by the end of the year, there was no difference.
Between any of them. So exercise didn't help.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, it helped in the short term and up to 26 weeks. But then after a year, they were all...
Just telling someone advice was just as equal?
They all were kind of like, I still have the same neck pain.
Even with exercise.
This was just one study of like 618
people. That's fair, but that's interesting.
And then there was also, after 26 weeks, higher perceived pain in people who were getting advice and exercise throughout. But then when they tested them, it seemed like it was similar. So there was this weird thing at 26 weeks where the worst pain was exercise and advice. But then when they actually like got them to like, they stretched their necks out and really tested them, they ended up being equal.
Stretched their necks out like when they did movements they would then like
their
feel,
perceived
how does this
pain
feel
was
now?
Higher but then when they actually started to like really push and go like how do you feel there there was no difference.
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, my anecdotal personal experience is that, you know, when I was doing massages, sometimes it was on a weekly basis because my back was bothering me so much, I did feel relief, but it would always come back within like a week. Mm. But then I finally, you know, went to a gym and had a trainer who kind of specialized in movement. And what do you say? Like, what's the ability to like move?
agility.
No, like when you have like a whole, like range of motion.
Range of motion.
That sort of thing. But also like slowly working up to build your muscles. And that forever changed my life.
Yeah.
And it did not go away completely, but over the course of now, it's been maybe 2.5-3 years that I like started doing that. I have way less severe back problems. When they happen, they go away usually faster. They're not usually as bad. And I feel so much more confident. Now I've finally started to like exercise more intensely because I feel like, oh my gosh,
you're ready.
I actually can push myself.
She
Whereas
ready.
Before I was terrified. But really, since even then, unrelated to the pandemic, what, like exercise changed my body for sure.
Exercise changed my life. Nike ad, get on them. but that's interesting. So for you in this experiment, you would have, let's just say just exercise, you would be like at 12 months would have been like, it's way better. Again, this is neck pain, not back pain. And also just wanting to remind people, you are talking about exercise, not massage.
That's correct.
Exercise is what changed your life.
Yes. And I was saying originally I did massage and I did feel short-term benefits. But exercise has been the only thing I found to have like a long-term benefit.
And like, you feel it's just exercise. Are there any other things that have changed in your life? Any extraneous variables we might
course,
need to...
Of that's the
but
one.
But are there any?
I just mean like, I generally think I'm more aware of my health and eating, but that I think is because of exercise as
What
well.
About the pandemic?
What about... You just had an accent.
What about the pandemic?
What about the pandemic?
It was kind of around the time.
It's kind of around the time. What is your question?
Like you're, it's that... sort of been the last 2 years, so here, which is okay, also the pandemic. Maybe
the
you weren't like walking as far.
So, I think also just movement in general. So now, even with our job, the pandemic led to a moment where there were so many more meetings sitting down. And I think that didn't cause me to have pain. I didn't have these weird back spasms, but I would get back achiness more often. So now I try to like just literally walk more. I find like, because before the pandemic, one of the most triggering things for me would be flying. So because I'm sitting for such long periods of time, mm-hmm. And like not moving at
now
all.
Now you're like, it's just this podcast.
This yeah,
sitting
this
at this
actually
podcast
one of the hardest things
the worst
for me,
things, hardest
so
things for my life.
Sacrificing myself for everyone else. But no, just moving. Like I know that sounds simple and obviously that's not going to work for everyone, but adding more walking to my days. Like now I try to, on the days that I'm not going to the gym, go for an hour walk in the morning, go for an hour walk in the evening.
That
helps me a lot.
So in general, it's physical exercise, whether it's like at a gym or walking, that has, in your opinion, changed your back problems. So that's cool.
Yes. Now,
massage didn't work.
This podcast is about massage. It did give me temporary relief. And I think that's totally okay.
Yeah, because you got a happy ending.
have you ever?
No, but like, I was like, imagine I had, and this is what we talked about.
Oh, like when we like first found out.
How does one get a happy ending? I honestly,
I'm sure there's
Google
websites.
A happy ending.
Like
Toronto.
I think if you, if there's Grindr, there's probably like versions of that for.
I'm
massage.
Not opposed to like paying those people well. Like what if I was a sex worker? Like that's a great one.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think that.
Like
has
give
to
them a good
shame.
Old massage and then just like happy ending. It's like boom. No, there's
Double
no shame.
Whammo. I know.
It's just gonna pay them right. That's all.
Okay, let's bring up massages for a second again because I need to talk about the fact that do you prefer a male masseuse or a female masseuse?
Female because I don't like a boner.
Exactly. But sometimes, so I'm like really sensitive on my inner legs that I'm always just scared. I'm always scared that it's always a risk for me.
Oh, I think about dogs getting macheted.
I sometimes try things like that.
I think
like,
about like awful things.
Especially if my bladder is full, it's always not going to end well. I don't know why. It's probably pushing
on something. Mitch sure knows how to get rock hard.
But it's dangerous. Yeah. I just like, it's more like when I am afraid of it, it happens.
Okay. Actually, now I'm thinking
not that
about
it's happened a lot to me, but there's been times when I'm like, is it noticeable?
I do think I shouldn't say the male over female or anything in between vibe because I do still get boner to female. I know what it is. It's the immediate first touching for me.
Just that like sensation.
Yeah. And I will say there's a difference, at least in like what I have experienced in general. I have started recently getting a lot more massages, and I've found that, like, actually, know what it is? It's a difference in the place. One of the places is more bougie with, like, the candles and the music, and that's when, like, I've had female-identifying massage therapists, and I kind of get a little horny because it's, like, it's so sensual.
Oh my God.
And I just picture, like, I just am like, this is hot in, like, a one
but
way.
Do you get, oh, I've never gotten horny. I just, like, am like,
oh,
why
my God. I
happening?
Literally have to think about oh, no. dogs getting, like,
so yours is cognitive.
Absolutely destroyed by shotguns. And
oh,
stuff.
My.
Because then it's like, as if not, like, I'm just like, whoa, I'm getting horny.
Okay, that's the difference for me. Like, mine's honestly anxiety. It's like, I am.
You get anxiety boners?
I'm not horny at all. And it's like, my brain's going, the one thing you're not allowed to have.
And then you
right
get
now,
it?
Yes.
Wait, that Mitch, never, that's crazy. I feel like I don't get boners when I'm anxious.
It's, so it's not. Like, in a normal situation, I've never, like, never gotten a boner when I'm anxious, but it's because of the touching. So for me, it's just certain okay. spots that feel like, I guess, erogenous zones or whatever, even though they're not, like, that close to
I was just thinking, I was like, if you got anxiety boners, that's so funny.
My gosh. Imagine I just told you that, like, my whole life. I've
everyone,
just
there's, like, turbulence on the airplane. You're just like, I'm hard as a rock.
No, I think it is, like you said, the setting. I never am emotionally aroused. It's just sometimes physically. But that has
so
not
have you ever
yet.
Spun over and then had a bone underneath the sheets?
Never like full on, no. Like I've never been so mortified.
Like, whoa, there's a banana. Like a full, you know, those like comical like boners in movies that are so
I
fake.
I feel like I've kind of casually talked to some friends who work as massage therapists or a massage and they're like, it is so common. Like I think yeah. a lot of men, I'm sure women
oh
feel aroused too, but it's visible for some
oh, yeah.
men.
Well, men, women could spin around and just be like absolutely soaking wet.
But yeah, oh there, it's just always a risk because I feel like with a woman, it's less a risk for me because if it happens, I can be like, I'm gay. This is so clearly not me trying to like.
I love that you're just like lying in your like composition. You're just opening your eyes. I'm gay.
Well, because there's, I think boner. That's my fear is that there's like some risk of like sexual harassment or assault, yeah, which I yeah. know most massage therapists probably know this is yeah. like happens for a lot
oh
of people.
Oh my God. It is
but when
so
it's a man, I'm like, I don't want it to yeah. be a bad situation where it's like, I don't know.
And mine is like boners off the top, always.
But at least you're facing downwards first, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why if they were ever like, want to start on your back, I'd be like, no. Oh my like God. Comically see the like sheet like grow slowly. It'll be like absolutely embarrassing. So yeah, okay. So is that enough on the boners? And like we're getting so sidetracked. But like
no, okay,
it's kind of not sidetracked.
Okay.
I think a lot of people relate to it, but like experience. Let's go more into the science.
Okay. I have one main study, but I wanted to mention that it is kind of an interesting field because I know just before we were chatting, you said you found lots of studies, but in general, there's not a lot of high quality studies on massage yeah. therapy. And for some people in some parts of the world, it comes off as like pseudoscience because there are a lot of therapists that might claim things that are simply not true. Like, can massage therapy help cancer? Can massage therapy cure your XYZ? Much like a lot of alternative medicines, there's a lot of claims. Some of which are probably actually from research, but a lot of which are sometimes just kind of pseudoscience.
You know I know mean? Exactly where those claims come from in my next study. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, in general, I had just done, like, I was like looking around. I was like, there are a lot of discussions, so this isn't going to be all encompassing, but I found a quick review of some main topics. So it was like, it does seem to lower blood pressure and stress. Low back pain, it has like minimal long-term impact. So like sometimes, like I was saying for my back, like short-term.
Or the earlier study.
Yeah,
seven
the neck
to
pain,
weeks.
It's like short-term, but typically there's not like long-term therapeutic benefits. Headaches, there's been some evidence for minimizing migraines and headaches, but like not enough for anyone to say this is the treatment.
It's so hard to study too.
Yes.
Like it's so hard.
I think part of it is that it's difficult to have a placebo, let alone a
yeah.
double blind.
Like, how could you have not taken into consideration extraneous variables? Because if you're thinking about the things that massage constantly claims it fixes, mm-hmm. it's these long-term things
yeah.
that if they're probably, a lot of them, you're right, are based on perceived pain. And it's like, you're just a great example with your back pain. Like so many other things mm-hmm. in your life are constantly evolving and changing. That to say it's just massage will always be hard, like
exactly.
over 1 year. Like it makes sense. There's not going to be a right or wrong ever with this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it is just like, if you think something is going to help you, it could be helping mm-hmm. you just because your brain. But in terms of studies,
amazing.
It's like there's not a lot of hard science in this space because it's difficult to achieve both the practitioner and the person getting the massage to not know what is actually being studied.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that there isn't benefit, but almost all the studies I came across had like fairly minimal impacts on chronic issues.
Okay, I have one that can kind of get a little closer into like, it's actually biochemical.
Mine too.
Okay, cool. Oh, but then do yours.
Yeah, sorry. That was just my preamble to my study.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So is that too boring if I keep talking?
No, keep talking.
Because I'm like, is it the same one? Mine was about exercise and the efficiency and if massage helps exercise.
Helps what, like recovery or getting better at it?
Well, this was what they were going to do, okay? So basically, it's kind of an older study and it's on a small sample. So
1902.
It's from, yeah.
Pre-science.
So basically, they had the participants go through really strenuous exercise on a bicycle to the point of exhaustion. Then one of their legs would get a massage.
Oh my God. I love
so.
Ooh.
Like, so they, and after that, they would take tissue samples from their quads. So they took tissue samples both before 10 minutes after massage and 3 hours after.
Okay.
And then they were studying the mRNA levels in that. So this was why I was like, this is so interesting because it's hard science.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And in the, they were, because mRNA basically is like the building blocks for proteins, right?
Yeah.
So they could understand, okay, is something being stimulated in one leg more than the other, building proteins to help muscle, help, you know.
Love like, this study.
Inflammation, those kind of things. And so basically they compared the unmassaged micelle. Unmassaged muscle
micelle.
Cells.
The unmassaged micelle.
From the different legs. And they found a variation, like a pretty significant one in the legs of two key proteins. There was one called NFKB and it was less. And there was one called PGC1 alpha and there was more of that. And ultimately lowering NFKB lowers inflammation. Okay. So this was in the massage leg. And increasing PGC1 alpha creates more mitochondria, which is related to energy for cell growth.
Oh, so they're saying like to help exercise, it's like, okay, you would quote unquote be lowering your inflammation and increasing
like energy like for literally the muscle growth.
Citric acid cycle, hun.
Okay.
Glycolysis, babe, in the mitochondria as said earlier.
This study, obviously not trying to extrapolate too hard, but was saying, you know, a massage after an exercise, like you can have your cake and eat it too, was basically how the study ended, being like a massage actually may help take some get some benefits out of
it. How many people? How many legs?
11. That's what I mean. It was small.
Okay.
But it was published in Science. And it was at
imagine
the time.
It was like science, but it was spelled with C-S-S-I-N-C-E. There's no C in the science. Weird.
Bunk exactly. Journal.
But no, I'm kidding. 11, though, that's so weird because I found that so many of these studies were so small, too.
I mean,
they're all small and a little.
I think it's because it requires physical manual labor on people. So it's like challenging to get to those kind of numbers of thousands of people, which you can do with surveys.
I kind of want to do that on my own. Like, I just want to, like, citizen science that, like, when I go to my next massage, be like, can you only do the right leg? And then just like walk around and be like, is my right leg jelly vibes compared to my other? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of want to like do it for a month.
Yeah, but then you might get imbalanced.
Well, if I do, then I'll be like, something's happening. Maybe, or I might be like, everything's the exact same. And then
I will say that most other general conversations and studies I was looking at in sports science found low impact from this. Like, obviously, there's a lot of money in sports science.
Yeah.
And teams and researchers.
Oh my
and,
God.
Like, people and who are Olympians who are trying to like push to their limits. And I think, you know, when they're not doing it, it's probably because the science isn't strong enough to suggest that it's like good.
There's definitely some like Olympic massage therapist who's like flown first class around the world to like massage Michael Phelps. You know what I mean? Like, there's someone who's like managed to like hijack all this science and just like give good enough massages to be like, the IGFKB21 protein is way lower with my hands. Okay, mine's kind of about that.
Okay.
So it's deep tissue massage post-workout, and it's 9 healthy males. So okay, it's just as small. It's even smaller, actually. So what they did is they gave them high-intensity sprint workouts. Okay. Yours was bike, right?
Yes.
Followed by, like, some squat jumps and something until they, like, until they were scared. It was like
squat jumps? That's hard.
The way it was written, it was, like, until they were scared, they wouldn't make it on the next squat jump. Like, you know, like they have to, like,
jump high enough.
Okay. And it was, like, such big science words. It was so funny. I was, like, participant thine. Like, not thine, but, like, physiological force of the angle does not make them think they can meet the requirements of getting on to said squat. It's like they were too scared to jump as they thought they'd fall. So it was like pushed to their limit.
Okay.
And they tested in their blood for inflammatory markers. So unlike the mRNA though, they're testing the proteins actually made in this point.
Okay.
So you'll remember these from cell biology. Interleukin 6, 8, and 10. Remember interleukin 6?
Yes. Interleukin 8. Interleukin 10. Coming to the stage.
Coming to the stage. Interleukin. And know what they do? Cause inflammation. But they're very important because inflammation is something that your body obviously needs to heal. But there's a lot of science kind of in the same way as like never, like nothing's good with too much of it. And it's true. Like, interleukin 6, interleukin 8, interleukin 10 have been linked to like to cancer. Okay. But it's like stuff from cell biology that's so complicated and nuanced that I think this type of study was relating to what you said earlier is why sometimes people say it can decrease cancer.
Right.
But it's like that is such a leap, you can't say that.
Yes.
But you know what I mean?
It's more like conceptual. It's not that they've ever shown it decrease cancer, but they know if this small marker does decrease a bit, then and we know cancer is linked to that, then maybe they're related.
But it's also crazy. It's like, it's cancer, hun. It's like everything you do links to cancer. You know what I mean? Like every meal you eat, it could have nitrates in it. If you're eating like bologna, boom, that could increase your esophagus cancer. You know what I mean? Or maybe you like went to a bar in Germany and they're smoking secondhand smoke. Or boom, just like in your lung. Boom, there's some
alcohol.
Cancer. Alcohol. Not sleeping one night.
Charring any part of a burger or anything. It's like, that's literally just a cancer agent once it's burnt black.
If you're gay, good. Douching. Every time I douche, I'm like, this is probably not good. I don't know if humans are supposed to be shoving water up their anus. Okay, anyways. Oh, so they also assess for two other inflammatory markers, but I thought the interleukins were the most
famous ones.
Likely the ones we all know about.
The one to get everyone really excited on the pod.
IL-1 if you're gonna do a chart. And so the molecules were assessed before they worked out. 1 hour after they worked out, 2 hours after they worked out, and 24 hours after they worked out. Mm-hmm. And then they were also told to jump again, try and jump again up onto that little thing over there. And if there was muscle and soreness, they asked them about that.
Okay.
So there was pretty much like no difference.
Wait, you said after they worked out. Did you mean after they got a massage?
Sorry, I meant after they got a massage. Okay. Sorry. They work out really, really hard. Then they test their blood for that period of time after they get a massage.
Okay.
And the massage is right after. So there was pretty much no difference. So what happened was that interleukin 8 and the two other inflammatory signaling molecules returned to baseline after a massage quicker than people who didn't get massaged.
Oh, so like almost actually worse.
But that, no, you want it to return like to baseline quicker in theory.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
The inflammation, because the inflammation went up and you're bringing it back down to baseline.
So what happens is you work out, you get inflammation in your body. The massage actually helped them get back to baseline quicker, quote unquote, good thing.
Okay.
But then the interleukin 6 and the interleukin 10 went up without the massage. Oh, sorry. Went back to baseline quicker without the massage.
Okay. So it was just like some of them went down with and some of them went up with,
which is a little bit like, huh, okay. So then at the end, you can't really say that there's any difference other than when we tested 5, 3 were like, quote unquote, better affected by massage. And whereas the other 2 were better affected by doing nothing. So they were like, you could maybe argue based on our research that it did help.
Yes.
But it's like, that's so nuanced.
Remember, there's 9 people yet again, 1 study. So interesting, though.
But you can see how
similar things.
But you can see how someone who's a massage therapist or a pop scientist could take that study and then say something like, massage decreases cancer or massage helps decrease inflammation after working out. But it's like important to know, it's like, yes, according to 3 molecules, that's so. But there's 2 others that actually doing nothing. They went back to baseline quicker than after massage. So it's just like, it's not this amazing thing based on science.
At least not yet. And I think obviously more and more can be studied. I did come across some conversations around even just physical touch is so important for humans, Gregory. but people having physical touch.
Like, whenever I'm touched, it releases endorphins.
It's not, even if it's not someone you love or you're intimate with.
But also bad touch, no good, no.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. But when you're in a massage, you're obviously like accepting the fact that you're going to be touched.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm just saying like that kind of thing can bring about benefits as well. So it is interesting. I'm sure it hasn't all been studied. My sort of takeaway from it is that if you love it, go for it. It's good. If it makes you feel anecdotally better, that's awesome. It probably is helping you in some way. But don't expect it to cure your problems.
Yeah. And no, it's like just going off of like pure energy vibes, like full like nothing to do with science. Like, it just feels like it's gonna be a good thing.
Yeah, you know, it definitely feels like every time I do it, I'm
like,
this
can't be like, bah.
No, it feels amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It feels amazing.
Literally feels amazing. Other than something that still really confuses me, every time I finish massages, they're always like, make sure you drink a lot of water. And I'm like, why? But then I am like, I'm so dehydrated.
Okay, so this is my theory on that, which I'm so sad we don't have studies to back it up on. Because this is just me coming from someone with fair, white, disgusting, uncooked chicken skin.
Oh my gosh.
So what it is that I notice that when I touch myself, like I'm very sensitive skin. So if I like hold my arm really hard and let go, like it starts to turn red.
Mm-hmm.
So my theory was always, this is just based on my understanding of physiology, no studies, was that when my body's getting massaged, I can see sometimes like my skin's getting red. That means that my blood is having to go to the move further into the capillaries of my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, your blood is actually going to be pumping quicker throughout your body as it does those things.
Yeah.
And that creates dehydration because you're consuming water through all those biological processes.
Okay. Fair enough.
So that's not based on anything other than me. Just that's what I thought when I look at how my skin can turn so red when I get massaged.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I anecdotally experienced that where I'm like having lines all over my face.
Yeah.
And I'm like need to drink so much water after, but I've always wondered, I'm like, I literally have been laying down here, but I guess
we'll do number
similar
two.
To walking.
We'll do massages too.
Oh, they're like, go have a poo. Go do number two. I was like, that happened.
Well,
do?
That's mostly water in your shit. Just so you know.
But the one thing it still does to me is like knocks me out after. Like I have to be careful when I choose to do it if I wanted to do something after, because it is like, which I did today and I fully regret having a hot shower in the middle of the day.
I feel like an annoying ass stupid male YouTuber biohacker loser, but I have really changed my life with understanding how to use cold showers.
Yeah.
And so I always hated massages because they made me so sad. Come home, hit the cold shower, boom, I'm back to normal.
So you can re-trigger energy from cold shower?
I re-trigger energy from cold showers 2 to 3 times every day.
You have that many showers? No, okay.
But have you ever noticed that I go in there sometimes?
Have I ever noticed that Greg has 5 towels at all times?
Yes,
I have.
I do. Because
why? I use the same towel for like weeks.
It's literally because of this. I'm not even kidding. I don't even, they're probably in total 45 seconds long. I go in, I do a little warm, right to cold. Boom, now I can go out.
Because it's just like the jolt.
Yes. Like every time we've gone
out. I wonder if
out,
just like holding an ice cube would do it, you know? Like, or touching yourself with somewhere with an ice cube.
It honestly might be in like an acute way. But before, you know how before we ever go out, I kind of have a shower?
Yeah.
That's like the only way I can get out of the house because I'm like, it gives me so much energy because I'm usually tired.
Because I have a really hard time cold showers and I love, love, love hot showers. And so if ever I'm like need a shower in the middle of the day because like I've gone to the gym or something.
You have and
I end up having a hot one and like it really, I've been dizzy the entire day since I had a shower at like 1 p.m.
Know what you should do? Don't end all the way cold now and bring it like when I started doing it, I would bring it like a little bit down until eventually I ended up at cold like 2 weeks later.
I have done that.
Like,
and
lukewarm.
I've noticed, like, if I when we, you know, there's been times when I was like, I can't afford to be tired right now. So I'll have like a lukewarm and then go colder. And then I don't have this problem. It's just like, I'm so addicted to hot water.
No,
it's bad.
I see that in you. We went to sauna. I almost die.
Yeah. Like, I love sauna. I love a jacuzzi. I love steam room. Like, it feels so good. But then I do get so tired after. Trying to think of anything else massage wise.
No, honestly, I just for me, like they're for you, babe. Like I recently got into them. Like I'm not gonna help you.
Yeah, and you said you felt like it even helped your foot.
I was just like having small talk at dinner after a massage, but no, I don't think so.
Oh, you were just saying that.
You know, just like when you're gabbing with a glass of wine, like, oh, my foot feels kind of good post massage.
Okay,
like that,
fine,
but I was actually like, you know what I mean? I wasn't actually like, I was like in my real head, I'm like, God, I just gotta get off this thing.
I wish it was cheaper. That's the only thing.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
And Noah does hell. Massage is ending.
Yeah. And you're just like, I always wish they could last forever.
And maybe. I'm like, you think that was an hour? And I look at my watch. I'm like, whoa, it was actually even a little longer. Damn.
Yeah.
It.
Oh, like, this was the one thing I wanted to say. How you were like, you think of other things. When I'm in a massage, what I think about is literally enjoying every second and being so present and aware of what muscles are being worked on.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Like
that's meditation.
So I get really not upset, but sometimes I do kind of like zone out and fall asleep.
Kathy, you missed a spot.
No, I'll be really bummed out if I like fall asleep because I'm like, I wasn't present during it.
You've fallen asleep.
Yeah, 100%. You've never fallen asleep in a massage?
No, girl, I'm thinking of TikToks.
Sometimes it's like I'll be hungover or something on a Sunday and be getting a massage, and so I'll just be tired. And sometimes I'm just so relaxed that and it's like you're just doing nothing. So
okay, it would be such hell to fall asleep. Oh my God, I'm thinking about that. I would be like so pissed. I've literally wasted money.
It's also embarrassing when you're just like, and you kind of wake up, and then I'm like, oh God, did they hear me?
Oh my God.
And then sometimes they'll be like, how you doing? Because I'll like have breathed really weird sometimes.
Don't you think in your opinion it means you should be pressing harder, ma'am?
Oh, maybe, or you could, because I usually ask for like relaxation.
Oh, true.
Massage. Like I'm mostly not there for issues. I'm mostly there now just to have a nice time.
No, okay. This is what I'll say about massages. Yeah. Ernie, saying hello. I give them to Ernie for free every freaking day.
Know.
Every time I pet my dog, I'm like, so jealous of him. Hell? I just pay for your food. I just walk you, and then I literally give you all these free massages. You never have massaged me back.
I know. I want to be a dog in my next life.
I want to be a dog, for sure. I want to be a fucking golden retriever for us.
Could you? But you do that to him. You should do that to me.
Okay, that's so interesting. No, what's crazy, too, is the thing about me and Mitch. Okay, so I love a hard massage. Mitch, very sensitive. So I love to touch Mitch. I love to touch Mitch. But it always is like, whenever I do, he's like, oh, my God, what the fuck? And I'm like, I was just trying to touch you. And when I touch Ernie, it is just absolute.
Yeah, he looks like he's panicked to escape. We massage Ernie. I will be like, you know when you like massage someone so like methodically and slowly, like I'll do it so because I want him to fall asleep while I'm massaging,
which is so cute because he does.
Like I'll be like, yeah, he'll start to nod off. It's not like I'm not doing it like with enough pressure. I'm just like doing it in such a pattern that I'm like, oh, when he falls asleep, that's when I know I did it the best.
Whereas for me, I know I did the best when his eyes are open and he's kind of scared. He's like, well, he's always like, holy shit, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Like you can tell he's like yeah. So stimulated.
And then I'm like, and then I stop and he's like, oh, I gotta blew my mouth. I'm on. You know what I mean? Like I like to shock his system. Okay, so this recently, the one thing I'll say that I thought was the coolest part of my massage was that. Literally, there would be like parts of my back that when I was working out, I was like, oh God, there's like, it just kind of feels weird.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, have her elbow like so hard in my back, and she'd be like, this right here. And
I'd yeah.
be like, yeah. And they then know. I'm like, you knew.
Yeah. I yeah. love when That's they what's cool. when they say something that I'm surprised yeah. they find out because they're my, exactly.
Because yeah, I'm like, does my, and I'm like, how big is my boil on my back or something.
Like that's when I'm like, massage therapists are real.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Well, that's when I had moments of like, this is cool.
And I didn't know this, but I think in America they're not trained or registered in the same way. Like in Canada and a lot of places in Europe, there's something called a registered massage therapist, and they train for years and years.
Yeah.
Like, and so I think there is maybe a difference in standard, and just in my mind, someone who's done so much obviously would have sort of an intuition and a feel, and it's yeah. cool to know that they can feel the parts of me that are tense. And sometimes like one guy did this thing to me where he like moved my neck to the side and just had his finger like gently tapping one part of me, and I was like, okay, this is absolute bullshit, like it doesn't feel good, like what's happening. But then when he moved me back, like all the tension was gone.
You had the hardest rock corner in all of your yeah. life.
No, I just was like, wow, I do not know what that was, but it did something really cool.
Yeah. Okay, like that's fair. Like we should, I'm thinking of like all the registered massage therapists like listening to this and hating it. But it's like our podcast. Well, but what we're saying is that it's a tough thing to study. The science isn't there to back up a lot of these claims. And in fact, some of these studies are leading to quite like not very strong
extreme claims.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that you have a knot in
yeah.
your neck
and I will say
out and that's not great.
My personal experience with massage therapists has never been that they've claimed anything like that.
Yeah.
Like I've only yeah. ever expected that it's helping to loosen up, maybe get the blood flowing. Like no one I've ever worked with has made a claim that I think is untrue or that these studies are necessarily negating.
It was so cool, my last one, the one where she put her freaking hand right into my big boil knot back. She was like, I was like, oh yeah, I just like just want to do it to relax, and like in my head, and I was like, write her TikTok, and I like got onto the thing, and she was like started, and she was like, your like back is so like tense and like messed up that I have to work on this, and I will only be able to give you a relaxing massage for the last 15 minutes because it's gonna take me 45. And I was kind of like, oh yeah, like I was like, do whatever you want. Like, I honestly don't care.
Yeah.
And it was such a different massage. And she was doing that. She was like, this part's mess. I'm like, that part feels weird. It was really cool.
No, that is cool.
And then she like relaxed.
Yeah. It's just impressive when that
Yeah. I know. I love that.
And then you're like, this is legit.
And there's no way I could have fallen asleep because I actually was in pain. Like, I was like, oh.
Yeah, my last massage I wish was harder. I kind of was like, they're going to start doing it harder at some point. But then they didn't. So next time I just got
to you have to go harder.
Anyway, I think that's it for our massage podcast. I really want to go get one right now. And
yeah,
I
me too. Hey,
the worst part of massage is you have to book ahead of time. It's like
months in advance even now.
Months, not really, but... Oh, but near the end of the year,
yeah, but I feel like it gets near
the
crazy. End of
the year, everyone has their insurance from work where they get like when I used to work for a company, I would get like $500 towards massages and you have to use them by the end of the year. So it's like you do have to book months ahead near December because everyone's like getting their money's worth.
Everyone's clamoring to get into the massage places.
But I always am just like, oh, I want one right now. And then it's like I go on and it's like a week and a half and I'm like, ugh, that's so annoying. I'm sure I could find other places, but I love the place I go.
Uber massage. There you go.
There is such a thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying
someone bought us one time.
Yeah, but you want it to be instant.
Yeah, and I like going somewhere else. I feel weird when someone like brings a massage.
Okay, that
to
was
me.
So funny. We got like someone from LA was like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna Uber massage Mitch and Greg a thing as a gift." I'm like,
and it's not
that's
actually Uber.
Not, that's such an
but they
LA
come
thing.
To you with the table, and you have to have space in your house.
But you had to have your own sheets, and we were like young and dumb, and we had our like dirty sheets. Nasty. Like we had no clean sheets. We were just like, "Oh, we'll use these." And then I remember my favorite part was that. They were like, what do you want to listen to? And I got to control.
And I remember, were you like thinking about it the whole time?
We listened to the newest Bon Iver album and a Kanye West album. I remember that. And I was like, now that I loved.
True. That would be nice.
Like a music control
Actually,
option.
Ages ago, one therapist was like, if you want, you can make playlists before you come to here.
That is so cool. Because you know what? The least favorite part for me recently has been like the whale sounds and the chimes. Like it takes me out of it. I'm like, this is so hokey.
I don't mind it actually.
To me, I'm like, really?
But every now and then
this?
It's bad. But no, sometimes I am like, it's just like simple, it's peaceful, it's tranquil. I don't mind it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I would like obviously choose just like a Zelda original soundtrack.
Mitch like finishes the chime song for the massage. He's like, can I Shazam this? I love it. I actually
honestly,
love this.
But okay, that is, if you are an RMT or a massage therapist, like...
We love you.
That was not what I was going to say. We do love you. But let your clients bring in playlists.
Oh, let your clients
like make Spotify playlists and then you can
and
just connect.
Then we'll love you.
But maybe there's like a licensing issue.
No, I'll just be like,
you know when you like can't go in bars,
Are
like
you
to
kidding?
Like license songs.
It's me. I bring my Bose speaker everywhere just in case someone needs that music. I'd be like, I got the Bose here. We don't need to even like go through your system.
True.
I'll put it right here, pop it down. Boom.
They probably just don't want some crazy music for the people next door.
Because like once someone would bring Slipknot and I'd be like, you're ruining this for everyone. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening as always. Hope this inspired everyone to get a massage, even though it might not do that much for you. But it might make you happy and that's the most important thing. We'll talk to you all next week.
Barf.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.